send out lots of love and best luck and
sure.
get well, speedy
Barbara
recovery
Ann,
wishes
speedy
to
recovery.
You, my love. And who knows, maybe shortly thereafter Thanksgiving, I'll be out there to join you and help take care of you, darling. So you hang in there, stay strong. Love you.
Let's get right into the vault, Steph. What do we got this week?
Ooh, I don't know. I think we should let it roll and see if we can figure it out afterwards, Danny. This is one of the songs that was done by Stevie Nicks. She did not do in concert, so I wanted to send it out right now to the listeners that might have missed this one. Right here, inside the lounge, inside Stephanie's vault at WMFO 91.5. Medford, Boston.
Thank you. Inside Stephanie's Vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Has anyone ever written anything for you? In all your darkest hours, have you ever heard me sing? Listen to me now. You know I'd rather be alone than be without you, don't you know? Has anyone ever given anything to you?
My Vault with Stephanie on 91.5 WMFO Disco Baby. That song goes out to you. Has anyone ever written anything for you, darling? I love you.
For the holidays, I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friend. Can sing me home. An easy highway traveling where the western winds can fly. Somebody tried to tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. Come on, mama, come on, let it be what you want from me. I'm there strong, I'll be weak. Baby, celebrate me home. Give me a number, please. Celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself too all alone. I can make a leap I've never gone.
On a tour of one. one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, Stephanie's Vault.
Yeah, you know, Danny, I put a couple of home songs since this is the biggest travel day of the year, is Thanksgiving, and hopefully everybody can click their heels three times and make it home to be with who they are thankful for and what they are thankful for. So Simon and Garfunkel with Home, Homeward Bound. Diana Ross from The Wiz, and the movie The Wiz, of course. Stephanie Mills did it on Broadway, but that was Diana Ross with Home. Kenny Loggins did Celebrate Me Home. And of course, Danny, the two that Stevie Nicks did not perform in her concert Tuesday night was Beauty and the Beast. And has anyone written anything for you? Two great songs that when I saw her back in the early 80s, she did. Of course, those were the release of those albums at the particular time.
What was crazy, though, about the concert on Tuesday night is the young audience that was there.
Yes, and I think it's because the American Horror Story has brought them all in. And speaking of young audience, we have Disco Baby in the studio, and she came along with me, as she does with many concerts that I go to. And so do you want to weigh in, youngin, about
you think?
What you got?
Well, I noticed that there was a lot of spiritual young people there. And I think that Stevie Nicks, American Horror Story, is obviously a contributor to the young audience, but I feel like her music just hits you for, like, the young people. Like, you can relate to her. Like, I know, has anybody written anything for you? Hits, like, a special chord with me as a young person. I feel like sometimes you feel you're alone out there as a young person because you don't know the opportunities are ahead of you. You're going through hard times as, like, trying to, like, college and, like, trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, and Stevie Nicks is just like there to tell you that it's going to be okay if you just follow your dreams.
Thank you. And exactly.
Comfort in music.
When she was on stage and what she said, she's like, even after all these years, I had these songs in my vault. 20, 30 years later, I've released them, and it's never too late,
never too late to do your dream.
And that just gave me chills, because it's never too late to go for your passion. It's never too late to be able to do what you want in life. So
not at all.
It was just a surreal concert, and the Pretenders as well.
Oh, my God, Chrissy Hines.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, Brass in the Pocket, Don't Get Me Wrong, I'll Stand By You, just to name a few. She was also in Perfect Voice. And again, I felt like I was in a time warp, because I'm looking around and I'm remembering when I went to these concerts in the 80s and listening to that music. And then I'm sitting next to people that I have socks that are older than some of the people that were in the audience. But that just says, and it proves my point, that good music has no expiration date.
That's true. And I'm going to do the Pretenders right now. We have to get this one. When we come back, we are going to do the local report. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Thank you.
Austin in the middle of the lounge. Congratulations, Pink. Pink is pregnant. She's expecting. Congratulations. Oh, wow. Also heard from Stevie Nicks, Rihanna, and the Pretenders. Don't get me
now,
wrong.
Danny, let's not give off the improper information. That Stevie Nicks, Rihanna was done when she was with Fleetwood Mac.
That's right.
But she gets to perform it whenever she wants because she's the one that wrote it.
That's right. And that was epic performance on Tuesday night. It is that time of the show when we go right into the local report, and I reached out to Medford's own Frankie Imbrogamo. Frankie, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Danny? Hi, Steph. How you guys doing?
Hi, sweetheart.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Frankie, and everybody.
And, you guys are playing some excellent music. I was enjoying the Stevie Nicks music.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
She's a legend, and she's fantastic.
She's
68 years old, and she still has a voice.
Yes, 68. That's what it says in writing that she is.
And you know why she's that fantastic, Frankie?
Yeah, she really is.
She's Stephanie.
She's just like Stephanie. You're right.
Well, no, she is a Stephanie. She's Stephanie Lynn Nicks.
You're right.
All Stephanies are cool, aren't they, Frankie? Say
well,
yes.
You better believe it. So you're playing the Stephanie the Vault music for Grab the Vault. It's fantastic, you know? So you're doing a good job. Keep the good work up, you guys. And, so enjoy the holiday.
So it's that time, Frankie, where, people are doing their recipes, going to get their grocery shopping, and you have a phenomenal book, The Good Life, which is available at Barnes & Noble and online. One of the recipes that I was looking at that is a great one is the stuffed mushrooms.
Yes, that's a big the stuffed mushrooms are really an excellent hors d'oeuvre because we can have that. You can pass them around, and they're very tasty, and they're good with a nice glass of wine, and things like that. So, this is in my cookbook. It's called Frankie Stuffed Mushrooms, and I can give you the recipe if you like over the air.
You know me, Frankie. Yeah. I like to keep things simple, and we're looking at this recipe. So, walk us through this. So, getting the stuffed mushrooms, what would you get? Large white.
I use the large white mushrooms.
Okay.
And then I remove the stems and I put them aside. And I use 2 cups of plain breadcrumbs and 1/2 cup of grated Romano cheese, one garlic clove chopped, 1 tablespoon of parsley,
okay,
1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/4 cup of olive oil, salt and pepper. And in a bowl, you mix all the ingredients, and you place all the stuffed mushrooms in a roasting pan, and then you add 1/2 cup of water to the bottom of the pan. And then you sprinkle the mushrooms with a little bit of olive oil, some more grated Romano cheese and parsley flakes. You cover it with aluminum foil and you bake at 350 degrees for 15 minutes. Then you remove the foil and bake for another 5 or 10 minutes
until
they get brown. And they're very, very delicious and tasty. People enjoy them.
So the mushrooms itself, the stems, I know my mother, when she makes them, she kind of likes to cut up the stems. And what would you recommend? What would you do with the stuffed mushrooms?
I do 2 things with the stems. You can cut them up and put them in the batter with the breadcrumb and stuff them in the mushrooms. Or sometimes what I do is I use the stems whole and I put them in a casserole with the same ingredients and bake it. It's like a lobster pie, only you're using stuffed mushroom stems.
My mother does that, Frank.
Yeah, we do that a lot too. I do that a lot.
They're even good if you saute them aioli, with some garlic oil and parsley and a little sherry or white wine.
Yeah, you can even grill them and then put them on pizza too. Cut them up and put them on pizza.
I'm getting hungry.
Everything is good on pizza.
Now the Thanksgiving though, the turkey is right on the table. The most delicious part is stuffing the turkey and creating a stuffing. Now I saw on The Good Life that you have an historical kind of it hits home because it's your family recipe, the Italian stuffing.
Yeah, my grandmother and my mother made this for years, and I learned from them. And it's the stuffing. What I use for the stuffing is 1 pound. It's 1.5 cups of cooked white rice, 1 stick of butter, 1/2 pound of Munster cheese, 1/2 pound of boiled ham, 1 cup of grated Romano cheese, 1 tablespoon of fresh parsley, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, and then you put 6 eggs. You mix all the ingredients together, you let it cool, and then stuff the turkey with it. And any leftover we have, and sometimes we make extra, and we stuff the turkey with that. The extra we do, we make a casserole out of it. Because a lot of people enjoy, they enjoy the stuffing. It comes out, it's very delicious, really, really good. And that's an old, old recipe from my grandmother, my mother's mother, and we've been making that for years and years, and we still do that today.
When did you first start making that that recipe with the Italian stuffing?
Oh, that was since I was a kid. You know, my mother, my grandmother, and my mother, they made it for years. Every Thanksgiving, we always have it. And my siblings, they all make it too, like myself. You know, my brother and my two sisters, they use the same recipe. And I have given this out to several different people that I cook for, like some media people, and they enjoy it. They call me every year, and they say, "Oh, I made your stuffing." It's a really cool stuffing. It's very delicious. It's easy to make, and those are the recipes. See, no, these recipes are the type that are really enjoyable. They're not fancy, but they're really good quality food, and they're delicious. They're enjoyable, you know?
And you know what, Frankie? It's important that you know these and pass these on. I was talking to somebody earlier about having my great-grandmother's date nut bread recipe, and I said, you know, if it doesn't get passed down, it dies with them, and that's a shame,
right?
Because they're very regional types. There's just recipes you cannot Google. You cannot get these recipes with that kind of love.
Recipes. That's right. You're exactly right. You're 100% right, because those are the recipes that were created many, many years ago. In those days, they created recipes, and a lot of them had money in those days, but they knew how to cook with what they had on hand, and that's what made them so delicious. They were brought up with them. They're like peasant dishes, you know?
Exactly.
But now these peasant dishes are out in these big upscale restaurants, and we had that stuff 40 years ago.
And when everything is set out, Frankie, everything... Everything is on the table. You made the stuffed mushrooms. You have the Italian stuffing. What would be a delicious wine? Red, white, what do you recommend?
Well, I think a nice Cabernet Sauvignon would be perfect. Or a Merlot would be really nice, you know, because it just complements those type of dishes, you know. And I think, like, you can even have, like, an Italian wine. A Chianti would be good, or a red table wine.
Any kind of wine.
Now, the wine that we grew up with, but my grandfather made homemade wines for many years, so now you can't really find homemade wine. So the closest one to a homemade red table wine is called Fortissimo. And they sell it in the local stores. It's not expensive, but it's a real strong red wine, and it's got like a homemade flavor. It's really good. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Frankie, are you talking about Grandpa Gamo's wine? Because I've had the pleasure of sampling Grandpa Embergamo's homemade wine, a mouthful would knock you on your butt back in the day.
My brother and I used to help him make a wine sometimes, and we used to go down there, and we were kids, and the fumes from the cellar alone used to put you to sleep after a couple of hours.
Yes, I've had it. It was fantastic wine he made.
Yeah, but that's the way that's the way it was growing up, and now we dropped some good homemade wine, and it's a healthy thing, you know. So,
and one of our listeners right now, you want to get a copy of The Good Life. Frankie is very generous to give this out during Thanksgiving. Give us a call, 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Frankie Embergamo, thank you so much for calling in to talk about Turkey Day, and really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. And you guys enjoy the holiday, and I'll be talking with you and see you guys soon, okay?
Thank you very
much.
Happy
Thanksgiving, Frankie.
Okay. Buonatechino.
Buon appetito.
Ciao. Medford's own Frankie Embergamo. I love,
What caller are we taking?
First caller on the studio lines.
Let's go.
855-915-9636. You are local. 781-350-3264. You will get your very own copy of The Good Life. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
City, crumbling towers and beams of yellow lights, eyes of pity. The siege guns have been pounded through the night and took a day to build a city. We walk through its streets in the afternoon as I returned across the fields I'd known. I recognized the walls that I'd once made. Had to stop in my tracks for fear of walking on the
shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. Inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice. Thank you.
WMFO Medford, Boston. Wrapping up a great block, Suzanne Vega. Oh, I love that one.
With DNA.
Tom's Diner and Sting and Peter Gabriel. I have the touch.
I have the touch, Danny.
Oh, I bet you do.
And Rick Reyes has the touch because he was caller number one.
That's right. Congratulations, Rick Reyes. And he is from Horsham, Pennsylvania. What? That's the city. Horsham. H-O-R-S-H-A-M.
I wonder if Arnold Horsham lives in Horsham.
But he picked up a copy of The Good Life, great book by Frankie Ambergamo,
great
who
had
a
great chef,
great actor, great all-around guy.
Great person.
Seriously, all around in Medford. Yours truly in Medford. So that's going to be it for us. So we're off next week. We're not going to be here. We decided to take Thanksgiving off.
Taking Thanksgiving off. Yeah. We're going to be in a food coma.
Food coma for sure.
Be drooling on the couch watching football.
Yes. And Rick will be making some recipes from Frankie. So that will be good. And they'll
taking
be posting
some
them.
Pictures and posting them
sure.
on the lounge page. We can see what's going on.
All right, that's going to be it. How do we close the show, Stephanie?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, yep. First of all, to all our listeners. We are thankful to you. We are also thankful to our producer, Mr. Evan Myers.
Evan Myers.
Who gives us such a lot of help and good recommendations. And each and every one of you. And to my mom, I love you, Mom. Thank you. And like my mom always said, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Good night and God bless. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything.